To build this model, you will need pairs of various items of clothing. Gather household items such as jeans, gloves, socks, shirts, boxers, or other underwear. Some of these pairs should be identical, while others should be similar items of clothing, but with different colors or patterns.
Notice that the chromosome is not the same throughout. Kim, what are these segments called?
Genes.
That's right, and genes control traits. So there are different genes to control different traits. If you'll notice, the chromosomes are paired. In fact, humans have 32 pairs of chromosomes. Why are the chromosomes paired?
Because they get one from their mom and one from their dad.
That's correct. We receive one set of instructions from our mom, so one chromosome is donated by the egg, and the other set of instructions come from the donation by dad from the sperm. What do you notice about these two chromosomes? Jared, how are these two chromosomes alike?
That they have the same number of genes.
That's correct. Each of these chromosomes, these paired chromosomes, have one, two, three, four, five genes. What other things do you see that are similar?
They're the same types of genes.
Same types of genes. So there are, they both have glove genes, they both have shirt genes, they both have genes that are like socks, underwear, and jeans. Any other things?
They're all in the same position.
That's correct. They're in the same positions. The sock genes are next to each other. The shirt genes are next to each other. The glove genes are in the same position on the chromosome, and so is the underwear genes and the jean genes. Jared, can you identify the homozygous genes on these chromosomes?
The gloves and the jeans.
That's correct. The gloves are exactly alike, and therefore they are homozygous. And the genes are exactly alike, and therefore they are homozygous. How about genes that are different? Those are called heterozygous. Although they control the same trait, they are different.
That's the underwear, the socks, and the shirts.
That's correct, Morgan. The underwear, although they control the same trait, they both control the size of the waist. And the socks, although they control the same trait. Now we're going to concentrate on just one gene, the sock gene. And you can see that Alexandra is holding two socks, and they are both white socks, and therefore her genotype is white-white, and her phenotype is a white shirt. Two blue sock genes will produce a phenotype of a blue shirt. And Kim is holding up the last possible genotype, a white sock and a blue sock, and notice that she has a blue shirt phenotype. And Andrew, what does that tell you about the blue sock gene?
That it's a dominant gene.
That's correct. And dominant genes are stronger than recessive. This is Chris. And you can see that Chris is heterozygous. He has a blue gene and a white gene. And his phenotype is a blue shirt. This is Monica. Monica is homozygous. Two white genes gives her a white phenotype shirt. Now, when these two blackbirds go to have baby blackbirds, Chris could either donate this gene to the offspring or this gene. Monica can either donate this gene or this gene. If Chris donates his blue gene and Monica will always donate a white gene, the baby will be heterozygous and have a blue shirt. However, Chris could donate the blue gene, but this time if he donates the white gene and Monica will always donate a white gene, then the baby will have two white genes and will be a white shirt phenotype. So basically, these two blackbirds have one of two possibilities. If Chris donates the blue gene, the baby is going to be blue, and if Chris donates the white gene, the baby will be white.